let me pull on a thread that connects two stories that might look unrelated on the surface. In St. Louis, a 3M expert witness in a deadly explosion case submitted a report to the court in which approximately 90% of the content was generated by ChatGPT. Simultaneously, the Financial Times flagged a Harvard economics professor for submitting an anti-tariff op-ed to a major publication that contained significant AI-generated content without disclosure. Both stories broke this week, and together they represent a genuine reckoning with what AI tools have done to professional norms around authorship and expertise. The 3M case is the more immediately serious one legally. Expert witness testimony carries an enormous amount of weight in civil litigation, precisely because courts assume the expert is synthesizing their own professional judgment. When 90% of that synthesis is a language model's output, the foundational assumption breaks down entirely. The model doesn't have professional experience. It can't be cross-examined on its methodology. It can hallucinate citations and fabricate precedents with complete confidence. Courts have been grappling with this, but a case in which the scale of AI use is this explicit, 90% documented, is going to be cited in expert witness standards discussions for years.
From a legal liability standpoint, this is potentially catastrophic for 3M's position in that litigation. If the expert report that was central to their defense was predominantly AI-generated, opposing counsel can argue the entire evidentiary pillar should be struck. And if the judge agrees, 3M is suddenly arguing from a much weaker position in a case involving a death. Beyond the immediate case, the legal community is going to have to establish formal disclosure requirements for AI-assisted expert reports, and those requirements need to come fast because the practice is already widespread. Here's where I want to bring in some background that's relevant to this moment. There's a concept in law that's worth understanding, and this connects to the AI accountability story in an important way. When we talk about the 3M case, we're really talking about professional accountability frameworks. Who is responsible when an expert's judgment is outsourced? That's actually structurally similar to questions in antitrust law about accountability in concentrated markets. Let me take a moment on the antitrust angle, because it's directly relevant to the Google Spirit Airlines story we'll get to, and it helps explain why the AI data economy is drawing regulatory attention. Antitrust law in the United States rests primarily on the Sherman Act, passed in 1890. Section 1 prohibits contracts and combinations that restrain trade. Section 2 prohibits monopolization. The key thing most people don't understand about the monopoly standard is that market share alone is not sufficient to establish an antitrust violation. A company can have 70, 80, even 90% of a market and not be in violation of the Sherman Act, as long as it achieved and maintains that position through superior products, innovation, or efficiency rather than through exclusionary conduct. The legal question is always, how did you get there and what are you doing to stay there? Microsoft's antitrust case in the late 90s wasn't just about having a dominant operating system, it was about tying the browser to the OS in ways that foreclosed competition. That distinction between organic dominance and anti-competitive conduct is why Google wins antitrust cases sometimes and loses them other times. The search advertising case the DOJ won was about specific conduct, exclusive deals with phone manufacturers, not just about Google having a large search market share.
That framework is directly relevant to Google buying Spirit Airlines data, which we'll get into shortly. But back to the AI disclosure crisis, the Harvard professor case is a different category of problem. Academic and journalistic op-eds carry credibility that derives from the reader's assumption that the named author is the actual author of the argument. When AI generates substantial portions of that argument, the byline becomes a form of misrepresentation. The Financial Times flagging this is significant because the FT has historically been more willing than most major publications to enforce editorial standards that other outlets treat as aspirational. The question the professor faces is whether this was a disclosure failure, using AI to draft without telling the editors, or an intellectual integrity failure, where the professor is publishing arguments they didn't actually develop. Those are different problems with different remedies.
The common thread across both cases is that professional fields built their credibility on the assumption that the human expert's judgment was doing the work. AI has made it possible to generate outputs that look like expert judgment at a fraction of the time and effort. The crisis isn't that AI is being used, it's that usage is happening faster than the norms and disclosure requirements that would keep it honest.